In local news, the Raglan Anzac Day parade and ceremony will be held at 11 a.m. at the Cenotaph on Bow Street tomorrow. The parade will form in Wainui Road and march into Bow Street. The event will include, amongst other things, the traditional flag raising, laying of wreaths and speeches from local kaumātua Sean Allison and Raglan Area School head students Emma Higgins and Luke Diamond. Raglan Museum will be open in the afternoon with a pop-up Anzac exhibition. The Extreme Zero Waste site will be closed all day for Anzac Day, but the curbside pickup team will be starting their run for Raglan West in the Bays in the Kakariki zone at midday. And Waikato District Council offices, libraries and pounds will be closed on Tuesday as well. If you have any urgent concerns, you can contact WDC, that's the District Council, on 0800 492 452. There's been another fatal crash on State Highway 23 this weekend, with the road closed on Saturday after two people died and the driver of a delivery truck was injured on the Raglan side of the deviation. Road was closed between Te Pahu Road and Waitatuna Valley Road for much of the day, with a detour around Waitatuna Valley Road, Fillery Road and Limeworks Loop Road. And in local sport, New Zealand Surf Series leader Taylor Hutchinson may have lost his lead of the series after only making it to the semis of the Exit Surf Men's Canterbury Championships this weekend. But last year's winner Caleb Cutmore stood up for Raglan and won the event with a 13.06 score in the final this weekend. Without seeing the update on the official points table, we're suggesting Raglan surfers could be sitting at number 1 and 2 in the series with just the backdoor pro in Raglan to go. And that is the Raglan news for Monday, the 24th of April, 2023.